Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2:6. This mission discusses Shlosha Devarim Rabban Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai, three areas of halacha that pertain to the halachas of Yom Tov, in which Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi, Rabban Gamliel was, as the word Rabban indicates, he was the Nasi, he was the leader of the Jewish people. He was Machmir, he was strict Kedivrei Beis Shammai, he passed like Beis Shammai instead of Beis Hillel. Worth noting, first of all, this Rabban Gamliel is the Rabban Gamliel de Yavna, the first leader of the Jewish people after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, by Sheni, the Second Temple. And he actually is five generations down on the family tree from Hillel. So he was a direct descendant of Hillel. Hillel had a son Shimon, who had a son Gamliel, who had a son Shimon, who had a son Gamliel. This is that Gamliel. And this Rabban Gamliel, he was strict in the following three ways, like Beis Shammai. The first is Ein Tomnin Esachamin Meyom Tavli Shabbos. You cannot do Hatmana on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Here we're talking about a case of where you're doing work on a Yom Tov that falls out on Erev Shabbos. So normally, as we saw in the beginning of the chapter, if one is going to be doing cooking food and other food preparation on Yom Tov for Shabbos, it's forbidden unless he first sets up the Erev Tavshilin. He starts doing the preparatory work ahead of time. Now, we learned that when it came to the questions of cooking and baking, so we learned that Beis Shammai already says they're two distinct things, and if you want to both cook and bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you'll have to make the Erev Tavshilin, you have to have a cooked dish and a baked dish, like a loaf of bread and egg, already from before Yom Tov to allow you to do the cooking and food prep on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Beis Shammai extends that to a third category, the category of Hatman, of insulation. Normally the rule is that one may not insulate food on Shabbos. That's an Issur D'Rabbanan. The reason why is because we're concerned that he'll find that his food's colder than he thought, already got cold, and therefore he'll forget and put things back on the fire to cook them. Therefore, we don't insulate on Shabbos. You have to insulate before Shabbos. But if before Shabbos is Yom Tov, so then Beis Shammai holds, you need to have set up an Erev Tavshilin, including some sort of insulated item, if you're going to be doing insulation on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Beis Hillel, however, is lenient, and he says if you did it for cooking, that will cover insulation as well. There's a machlokas exactly what's going on with if cooking is enough to allow for baking, according to Beis Hillel. It's actually machlokas in the Rishonim, and therefore, l'charchila, we, as I mentioned before in Mishnah Aleph, I believe, we have both a cooked and baked item for Erev Tavshilin, but b'diev, the truth is, if you just had the cooked thing, you could bake as well. In any case, so the halacha is like Beis Hillel, as will be for all three cases, that if one does one boiled, you know, cooked item, that will allow Hatman as well, but Rabbi Gamliel was strict for that and didn't allow for Hatman on Yom Tov for Shabbos without a specific insulated item as part of the Erev Tavshilin. Second of all, Vein Zokfin Esa Menorah B'Yom Tov. He did not allow the assembly of a candelabrum that was like a candlesticks that were made in out of chuliot, out of segments, sections, that kind of come apart and repiece together. So there, this is a candle that comes, the candlesticks that are meant to come apart in segments, then be rebuilt up again and come apart again. So Beis Shammai holds that that's called, there's such a thing as binyan bekelim when it comes to utensils. You can do the melach of bona, construction, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, since this, although it's not really technically the Doraisa level of bona, of construction, because the segments of the candlesticks are meant to come apart and come back together again, still it looks like bona construction, therefore it's forbidden, says Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel permit it. Beis Hillel says no problem with putting together this segmented candlesticks on Yom Tov. Shabbos is muktzah, but on Yom Tov, not a problem. And that's true even if you're going to leave them to be now built and stay where they are for an indefinite period, because there's no binyan when it comes to kelim, says Beis Hillel. And the third thing is that v'ein ofen pitin gritzin elo rakikin. He, Rabban Gamliel, did not allow for the baking of large loaves of bread on Yom Tov, rather just small ones. Gritzin really means like thick loaves, and Rakiki means like thin wafers, like matzahs, Ashkenazi matzah crackers type bread. But that's not the point of the Mishnah. The point here is, according to the Bar Tanura, that the pizza in Gritin is a large loaf, a thick loaf, which requires a lot of labor to knead the dough. And that's tirchi yetzeira, excess unnecessary labor. And therefore, Beis Shammai said you can't do that on Yom Tov. Rather, you should cook thinner, smaller loaves that take much less work to make. But Beis Hillel was lenient. He says, listen, if you make a nice thick loaf of bread, like a big loaf like Archal or whatever, it tastes better, and therefore there's a good reason to do it on Yom Tov, and therefore it's permitted to do it, even though it's more work to knead a larger dough. So it's permitted, says Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel actually reported, Miyaman shel Beis Abba. Throughout the years that I grew up, you know, forever, as the tradition of my family, my father's household, the house of the Nasi, Lohayu ofen pitzin gritzin, ela rakikin. They never made thick dough, like large loaves out of large quantities of dough, thick dough on Yom Tov. They only made thin loaves, to be strict, to not do too much work on Yom Tov. Amru lo. So the rabbis answered back to him, Manas leves avicha. Like, what are we supposed to do about that? That's fine that they did that, but that actually wasn't what the hell was the halacha ikra didn't. They were just actually strict on themselves, as the Mishnah says, Shahayu machmir al atman. They were strict upon themselves, but umekil lechol Yisrael. But they were lenient to the rest of the Jews. Lios ofen pitzin gritzin v'chori. They would, your ancestors would, your, you know, would let everyone else not just bake large loaves of bread on Yom Tov. Those are the gritzin, but even chori. Chori are loaves that are cooked like on coals in the ground. Not only are they large loaves of bread, which is a lot of work to knead, but also when you're dealing with coals in the ground, there's a lot of work to sort of get the coals and to be the right temperature and keep them glowing hot and so on. So that's a lot more work. And yet, your own parents and grandparents, fathers and grandfather, permitted everyone to make even those. So no, it's permitted. And these are strictures you take on yourself, but that's not anyone else's issue. The halach, of course, is like Beis Hillel and all these things, meaning not like Rabban Gamliel. The Melecha Shlomo cannot fathom that Rabban Gamliel would go like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, and therefore he understands the pshat here is that even Rabban Gamliel held the halach is like Beis Hillel. There never was a question. Halach is like Beis Hillel and all these things. It's just that he was strict upon himself and his household in these three matters to be like Beis Shammai, but he knew the halacha for everyone else was like Beis Hillel.